I'm Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. I'm here with Jonathan Gold, and this week, we return to Taco Maria in Orange County. Chef Carlos Salgado was crowned one of Food & Wine magazine's best new chefs this year, and just last week, he won a Golden Foodie Award for Best Mexican Restaurant. But don't be confused by the name of his restaurant. This is no taqueria.
It's a tasting menu restaurant. And very, very seasonal and using a lot of modernist techniques. And if you're going there expecting to see a bunch of guys like sweating over a grill, it's actually sort of quiet and you see people with tweezers hunched over boxes of herbs and flowers.
Okay, so take me through the menu.
It's four courses and you get your choice between a couple courses. So there's like a beautiful one of like beets with citrus, quinoa, which has been somehow toasted to resemble buttered popcorn in every single possible way, and little fronds of dill. And roasted beets do not sound exciting. These roasted beets are really exciting. There's aguachile, which is the spicy sort of central Mexican ceviche of citrus and very fresh fish and lots of chilies. And he usually does it with kampachi, you know, the Japanese fish with sort of a firm, oily-ish texture. But the best time ever was when he got some those chocolate clams.
Wow.
From Baja. And my regret was it was not a shareable dish. Probably the dish that he's going to be famous for in 5 years is his chorizo. And you may think you've had chorizo, and I'm sure you have, but he does it with different kinds of mushrooms, some, you know, regular button mushrooms, some shiitake, some other things that he cooks down. He mixes with chorizo herbs and spices and sort of spreads out into a patty on the plate, which he tops with a single roasted potato, a poached egg, and just a little spritz of a tomatillo salsa to give it some acid.
This food sounds incredible.
It's so good. And they have a small but serviceable wine list, including a lot of natural things. I mean, if you thought that it would be difficult to find a Croatian orange wine in a Mexican restaurant, well, you'd be wrong.
Wow.
They have more normal things, too. And there is a really good coffee roaster in the mall, Portola, who sometimes calls themselves the El Bulli of the coffee world. I recommend you go there for a stiff espresso after dinner.
After dinner. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thank you.
That was Jonathan Gold, Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Taco Maria in Costa Mesa. The menu's always changing, so if you text Good Food to 69866, we'll send you a text with the restaurant's address and some photos of the new menu items. You can also check them out at brunch on weekends.